And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Doan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon. The Dort College Defenders come in with a 1 win on the season, while the Doan Tigers have 5 wins this year. They're 4-3 in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. It's a beautiful day for football. Winds are calm, temperatures are cool, and we might see some sunshine before the afternoon is over. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss to the Morningside Mustangs last week, while the Doan Tigers were victorious in their most recent outing, getting a win over the Hastings College Broncos by a final score of 48-16. Before we dive any further into this afternoon's contest, let's check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra and for the GPAC week number 10 report.
Number 10, Saturday, November 3, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your Football Saturday report this week, first Saturday of the month, let's begin with a look back, though, at last Saturday's GPAC football scoreboard. Nebraska Wesleyan defeated Briar Cliff in Sioux City, 35-14 the final. Concordia a winner over Midland, 23-14. Morningside defeated Dort in Sioux City at Olson Stadium, 41-0. Doan a winner over Hastings, 48-16. And Northwestern at Dakota Wesleyan picked up a win in Mitchell, 41-13 was the final score. Here's the week number 9 Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week on offense. Northwestern running back Brandon Smith. He rushed for 163 yards on 14 attempts, an 11.5 yard per carry average, and had 3 scoring runs in the Red Raiders' win over Dakota Wesleyan. Rob Keeney, linebacker from Doan, takes the defensive honor. He had a key role in limiting the Hastings offense to just 62 yards rushing on the day. 6 solo tackles, 5 assist tackles, and 1 tackle for a loss, along with a blocked punt on the afternoon. And on special teams, Josh Boggs, punt returner from Doan, takes the honor. He had a big punt return of 69 yards for a score in the Doan Tiger win over Hastings at Simon Field last Saturday afternoon. That is a look back to Week 9 after the break, Week 10 of GPAC football.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is week 10 of GPAC football, another slate of 5 games this weekend in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We begin in Sioux City, where Morningside will host Concordia at 1 o'clock. Midland home in Fremont to play Briar Cliff also at 1 o'clock. Dort is a home game this weekend against the visiting Doan Tigers, 1 o'clock kick in Sioux Center. Nebraska Wesleyan at Able Stadium will host Dakota Wesleyan at 1 o'clock. And Northwestern heads to Hastings for a battle with the Broncos, both teams in the top 25, 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Here's the updated NAIA top 25 then heading into this first Saturday of November. Marion is number 1. They are 8-0. Georgetown follows them in the number 2 spot, also at 8-0. Missouri Valley is 8-0 and ranked 3rd this week. Morningside continues to hold strong in that 4 spot as they have most of the season. The Mustangs 8-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference. And defending champion St. Xavier moves up a spot to number 5. St. X is 7-1 on the season. Northwestern dropped from 16 to 17 this week at 7-2. Doan is at number 24 at 5-3. And Hastings ranked 25th. The Broncos are 6-2 on the season. We do want to take this opportunity on the GPAC Football Saturday Report to remind you that today is GPAC Championship Saturday for cross country at McCook Lake, South Dakota, in the Adams Nature Preserve, hosted by Briar Cliff University. 10:45 women's race and an 11:30 start for the men. The results will be posted on Saturday afternoon on the GPAC website. GPAC semifinal Saturday for women's soccer, and the championship for women's soccer is coming up next Thursday. Also coming up tonight, as this is the final regular season day for GPAC volleyball, the pairings for the postseason tournament will be announced on the website. That tournament gets underway on Tuesday. Also next Tuesday, on Election Tuesday, it is the semifinals of the men's soccer tournament in the conference. All the details at GPACSports.com. This is your Football Saturday Report for November 3. I'm Corey Westra.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. First of all, the Doan Tigers, number 24 in the most recent NAI coaches poll. They stand 4-3 in the GPAC, 5-3 overall. The Tigers have outscored teams 230 to 173 this season and have outgained teams 370.5 to 329.8 in yardage per game. Tigers snapped a two-game losing skid with a win over Hastings in their most recent outing. The losses for Doan this season are to Northwestern, Morningside, and Dakota Wesleyan. Doan has forced 20 turnovers and has given the football up 15 times. Clayton Moore has 85 carries and 401 yards for a 4.7 yards per carry average. Alex Dose has gained 318 yards on the ground on 84 carries for a 3.8 average. Jeff Wander has completed 158 passes and 280 attempts with 9 interceptions and 15 TDs. He's thrown for 215 yards per game, and his favorite target is Tyrone Curry with 39 receptions. He averages 17.7 yards per catch. Brett Iyer handles the punting with a 34.7 yards per punt average. Phil Thramer is at... Phil Thramer is 3 of 11 on field goals with a long of 46 and is 11 of 13 on point after attempts. Jeremy Wallace has 41 solo and 55 assisted stops for the defense. Joe Knott has 28 solo and 34 assisted tackles. Wallace has a team-high 6 sacks. Knott has 2.5. Dort College is 1-8 overall, 0-7 in the league, with a win over Dakota State to their credit. Dort College has been outscored 32.7 to 13.8 per game while gaining 209 yards on the ground and surrendering 175 yards on the ground. The defenders have completed 63 passes over the course of the season for 837 yards. Opponents gain about 257 yards in the air against the defenders. Defenders have committed 34 turnovers. Opponents have committed 17. Trey Pickney is the leading ground gainer with 484 yards this season. Daniel Fennig has rushed for 353 yards. Lennard Manuel and Josh Van Kampen average 4.8 and 3.2 yards per carry, respectively. David Grease has 16 receptions for a 14.1 average, and Trey Pickney has 13 catches for a 17 yards per catch average. Kyle Henricks, who missed the last game with an injury, is 44 of 101, passing for 660 yards. He will not play again today. Barry Dykstra has made 2 of 5 field goals with a long of 29. He has converted 14 of 15 point after tries. Heath Bonestro has punted 25 times with a 38.5 average. Daryl Van Grau has punted 19 times for a 36.8 average. Seth Vandevort leads the defense with 53 solo tackles for the defenders, 48 assisted stops, and he has 2 sacks. Sam Ashmore has 41 solos and 34 assisted stops. Benoit Harris has 44 solos and 28 assists. Raymond Cleveland leads the team with 3 interceptions this season. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood earlier this week about the game today with Dort College and Doan, and here is what the coach had to say.
The Dort College defenders take on the Doan College Tigers this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference football. Dort College coming off a loss to the Morningside Mustangs last week. And Coach, you went into last week with Morningside, very specific game plan and what you wanted to do offensively. Some of that involved just trying to move the ball on offense, take some time off the clock, slow the pace of the game up. And for one half and especially one quarter, you were very successful, it seemed, in doing that.
Yeah, our guys did a real good job, followed the game plan, and our defense did a real good job, especially in that first half of keeping them out of the end zone. You know, we did fumble one early and they in a short field, and our defense held. And then our offense did a good job of moving the chains a little bit and controlling the clock, and really, you know, had done everything we wanted to do to keep it close in that first half. You're right. So we felt real good about that, you know, and we showed we can move the ball against them here and stop them here. So that was good. Obviously, you know, second half, that opening kickoff really took some wind out of us, and then we, you know, we did the things we didn't want to do. We turned the ball over and gave them some short fields, and it steamrolled on us against a good team. That's what we knew we couldn't happen. So we can feel good about, you know, we did some things in the first half, but know that, you know, we you know, against any opponent, but especially a very good opponent, you just can't do those things to hurt yourself, and that's what we got to continue to work on eliminating.
Doan College, the opponent today, tell me a little bit about the Doan Tigers and what they present. First of all, what they will try to do defensively.
Yeah, they're a good football team. They were picked one of the top teams in the league at the beginning of the year, had a good season last year. I think they got 3 losses. You know, they lost to Morningside and Northwestern, obviously the 2 other teams that ranked ahead of them at the beginning of the year. But they're ranked 24th in the country coming in, very formidable opponent. Defensively, they're very active, very athletic. They run that 3-5 defense with a lot of movement. Their down front guys are guys that are real active and they're tough to block. Linebackers play aggressively, and so their front is their biggest concern. I think that's where their strength is, and so yeah, it'll be a good challenge for us definitely on offense. But they've got a good overall team that will present a lot of good challenges for us.
What can you do to offset that 3-5 set with the offense that you are running?
What we'll do is we'll go into some what we call an overset. We'll bring a receiver over and some things there that create an unbalanced front, and their 3-5 is a balanced front, so we try to gain some numbers advantage by doing that, and then see how they adjust. If they don't adjust, we've got numbers advantage. If they do adjust, and sometimes we can go back the other side because they've over adjusted. But those are some things we'll do to help give us some numbers, as well as executing our offense, our triple, and if we can do a good job reading people again, then that's active guys, good linemen. We don't have to block, and aggressive linebackers. We don't have to block, but we got to read them, and we got to be able to execute. We got to be able to take care of the football. So we're going to need to make some plays in the passing game in order to continue some drives and move the ball. So, we'll be selective with it, but when the right time comes, we need to be able to take advantage of, they've given up some plays in the secondary, so we need to be able to take advantage of that, even if we don't throw a lot, but be successful when we do throw it.
What does the defensive unit have to be ready for this week?
Defensive staff, again, has done a real good job preparing our guys, and it's a similar type of offense. A lot of teams are running now, kind of a mixture of a spread and some of the zone stuff, but also being able to run a little bit downhill with some things. And so our guys have kept a similar type of game plan, but know that they've got some good players, and they've their strength has been on defense, but they have put some points up. And last week they put a bunch up on Hastings, which was probably a little bit of a surprise, but it shows that they have the potential to do that. So I know that they're 24th ranked in the country. They're gonna have some people on both sides that can do some damage.
Last home game of the season for several seniors on your team. Senior Day always presents mixed emotions for coaches and players.
Yeah, these guys have worked real hard, and obviously it's my first year, but their legacy goes these last 4 years and helping establish a program, and we just want them to know their work has not gone unnoticed, and it doesn't matter what the record shows right now. They've built something that's even if it hasn't come out on the scoreboard, they've done a lot of great things on the field, off the field, that have helped establish a program that can be successful for the future. And we want those guys to know that they've done a great job of that, and the character they've shown, the class they've shown. When they return as alumni, they can be proud of the progress the team has made, and know that they've established that legacy and left things for younger guys to keep building on. So definitely want to recognize those guys for their work and their accomplishments, and they should feel good about their time here at Dort as a football player.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the last time these two teams played. The last time these two teams played was this same weekend, the first weekend in November last year. Doan beat Dort College 63-26. Tigers are 4-0 against the Defenders over the course of the series. Tigers led last year's game 42-14 at halftime and had 295 yards passing and 488 yards total offense to Dort's 366. The Defenders' Justin Knott was 9 of 15 in the air for 170 yards. David Grease caught 5 passes for 63 yards. Alex Brabon had 4 catches for 55 yards. Alex Dose piled up 141 yards for the Tigers with 22 carries. Anthony Dunn passed for 237 yards on 16 of 23 completions. Jeremiah Saffold had 4 catches for 81 yards. Austin Bosma led the defense with 6 solo and 7 assisted stops, while Jeremy Wallace had 8 solo stops for the Tigers. We're having the coin toss. Dort College and Doan at midfield, and our official this afternoon, John Schmidt, the referee. Looks like Doan has won the coin toss, and we will wait for their decision. Referee conferring with the captains for both teams, and John Schmidt will give us his breakdown of what has happened. So Doan has won the coin toss. They defer to the second half. Dort College will elect to receive. Dort College will be moving from right to left, and the Defenders will be moving towards the north goal here in the first quarter of this afternoon's football game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. A busy day of athletics for the Dort College teams. The Dort College women's cross country team earlier today won the GPAC championship. They swept the spots 3 through 7, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 for their counting, places that counted towards the point total. And the Dort College women earn a spot at the NAIA National Championships in a couple of weeks. So congratulations to Coach Greg Van Dyke and the women's cross-country team. Today's broadcast on KDCR made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. We are just about set for football. Doan College lining it up to kick off. For the Doan College Tigers, kicking off will be Phil Thramer. Thramer handles the majority of the place-kicking duties for Doan College. And he will be sending it towards Ray Cleveland and Trey Pickney, stationed at the 5-yard line for the Dort College defenders. And we are underway with this afternoon's football game. A kick towards the sideline, and the Dort College defenders will have good field position to start with. And the Dort College defenders, a penalty right out of the chute against the Doan College Tigers as that kickoff goes out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will take it first down and 10, and they will have it at their own 35-yard line. So the penalty on the opening kickoff. Dort College will have the football, first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. For the second week in a row, Dort College will go with Caleb Lusinger at quarterback. Josh Van Kempen is the fullback. To the near side, the wide receiver is Daryl Van Grau. That's to the left sideline. He's the wideout. They send Pickney in motion. Pardon me, that's Fennig. Lusinger keeps it himself. He lunges forward for 6 yards, and the ball's down on the ground. Doan says they have it. But the line judge comes in and says that Lusinger's foot was down, and Dort College will maintain possession of the football. A 6-yard pickup on the play for Lusinger, and that'll bring up second down and 4 yards. Second down and a long three or a short four, depending on your vantage point. Dort College at their own 41-yard line. Owen Rinaldo over the football. Lusinger is under center. To the near side is Pickney. He's the one of those wing backs, along with Daniel Fennig. He's on the far side. Dort College lines Van Grau up in the slot. To the far side is David Grease. Doan College in their 3-5 set. They send Pickney in motion, left to right. Pickney around the corner. He's to the 40, to the 45, and near midfield. He's rolled down, but we've got a flag on the play thrown at the 43-yard line. Penalty marker on the play. Could be a hold against the defenders. We'll wait for the indication from our official this afternoon. Our official this afternoon, the referee is John Schmidt. He's the voice that you'll be hearing when the penalties are announced. Doan College surrendering a first down, but we've got a holding penalty against the defenders at the 43-yard line. And that's going to be a 10-yard mark off. Dort College loses 10 yards. Would have been a first down. Instead, they're facing now second down and 13. So Dort College, Caleb Lusinger looking to the sideline for the play call. 14 minutes remaining. First quarter of action just underway here in Sioux Center. The defenders up to the line of scrimmage with Lusinger. Lusinger under center. Van Kempen is the fullback. They send Pickney in motion left to right. Lusinger keeps it himself. He fights his way forward. He's back to the 39-yard line. And that's going to set up third down and 6 yards to go. Had some room to run on the right side, was able to turn it upfield. And the Dort College defenders, third down and 6 is what they're facing at their own 34. Kyle Henricks battling a back injury most of the season. Finally, last week, unable to go. And it was Lusinger getting the quarterbacking chores against the Morningside Mustangs last week in his first collegiate action. Here this afternoon, he gets start number 2, Lusinger under center. Third down and long, Dort College sends Daniel Fennig in motion. Now they'll take some time, 5 seconds on the play clock. Doan in a 3-5 front. Football's on the ground, Lusinger falls on top of it, and Dort College will be forced to punt the football. A loss of a couple on the play. It's going to be fourth down and long, and Dort College is kicking from their own 37-yard line. So Dort College facing fourth down, and they will punt. A positive drive cut short due to a holding penalty on second down and a manageable distance. Heath Bonestro on to punt. Bonestro gets his foot into it. A high spiraling kick. It comes down at the 20-yard line. At the 25 is the return man for the Doan College Tigers, and he is tripped up from behind, making the tackle for Dort College. Is Vinoy Harris, I believe. Double-check that for Dort College. That is indeed number 59, Vinoy Harris, and the Dort College defenders will send the defensive unit onto the field. Doan College, a little more wide-open offense than the Dort College defenders. Doan College will send trips receivers to the right, one to the left, and they've got a single setback in the pistol. We are set for Doan's first possession of the football game. Rolling right, pass is completed to the 38-yard line. A short gain on the play on the completion from the Doan Tigers, Phil Hamburger. So the pickup on the play, Hamburger, the freshman from Hastings, Nebraska, draws the starting nod this afternoon for the Doan College Tigers. Short gain on the play, second down and 6 yards to go. Receiver was down immediately as he had to go to his knees to make the catch. Second down and 6 yards to go. Doan at their own 37-yard line. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Hamburger back to pass. He throws over the middle. Pass is intercepted by John Leach and at the 45-yard line. He's still on his feet, fighting his way forward and tripped up. And he is brought down at the 47-yard line. Came down awkwardly. Let's make sure he's able to run off of the field without trouble. He had a bad knee early this season. And John Leachins with his first interception of the year at the free safety spot. He picks off the pass and is able to return it to the 47-yard line. So a 2-yard return on the interception of the pass by Hamburger. And with 11:40 left to go, Dort College gets the football back. So Dort College, the defense forces a turnover. Lusinger pitches right over to Pickney. Pickney on the option pass, looking for a pass back against the grain. And Pickney is going to fight his way forward, and he's going to end up losing 7 yards on the play. Lusinger threw a whale of a block on the near side, but it wasn't enough for Trey Pickney to get sprung. So a loss of 7 on the play for the defenders as everyone was covered on the rollout by Trey Pickney on that halfback option pass, or on the option pass out of the pitch. Lennard Manuels, the fullback for the defenders on this series. You've got the starting wideouts still in. Van Grau and Grease, they're both stationed to the right. Dort College trying to overload on one side of the line, getting Doan, creating some number options. They pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney to the wide side of the field, to the 45, turns it upfield and gains positive yardage to midfield. So a gain of 10 on the play for Pickney out near the 50. So a loss of 7 followed up by a gain of 10. It's going to set up third down and 7 yards to go, and they gave him a positive spot out of it. It's into Doan College territory at the 48-yard line. It's actually going to be third down and 5. Third and 5 for the defenders. 10:47 as the clock stops on Pickney running out of bounds. Football in Doan College territory for the first time this afternoon. So Doan College on defense, they've got three down linemen. Lusinger with it, back to pass on the play action. Pass over the middle, completed to Van Grau. Van Grau inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line. A gain of 23 yards on the play as Van Grau hangs on to it. Darryl Van Grau makes the catch, and he's shaken up on the play. Looks like Dort College may have to send the trainer out onto the field, and they will. That's going to stop the play for the moment. So Van Grau with the completion. He got spun down at the 25-yard line after making the grab. And Van Grau shaken up on the play. They tried to strip the football initially, did Doan, and in the process gave Van Grau an extra few yards. Now Coach Greg Youngblood out onto the field as well. Van Grau this season, that is his 8th catch of the year. And it appears Van Grau will hobble off to the sideline, but Dort College will need a new player checking in, and that will be number 86 for the defenders, Rockland Mao. So Mao comes in Rockland is a sophomore from Meridian, Idaho. Van Grau is a sophomore also from Meridian, Idaho. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 25-yard line of the Doane College Tigers. 10:30 left to play first quarter. We are just underway and we're scoreless. Leonard Manuel lines up tight behind Lusinger. First down and 10 for the defenders. They send Pickney in motion, fake the handoff. Now they run it to the near side of the field. Lusinger is going to get stood up. A two-yard gain on the play. Well, maybe only 1 yard. He gets stacked up on the play, and the first man there for the Doane College Tigers was Kim Lanhart. Lanhart stood him up, and his teammates came to help him out. That's going to bring up second down and 9 for the defenders. They're on the near hash mark. So a short gain on the play for Lusinger. Lusinger, number 16, a 225-pounder from Blountville, Tennessee, comes up to the line of scrimmage. Steam facing second down and long. Circles, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the corner, to the 20. And he is thrown down at the 16-yard line. Short of the first down marker by a yard. And that's going to bring up second down and short. So Dort College, after the interception by Legions, marching the football into Doane College territory, facing now third down and 2, and you've got to think Dort College is in four down territory here. Fennig in motion, trying to draw Doane offside. 15 seconds on the play clock. We approach 9 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Lusinger, he is under center. They send Fennig in motion again. Dort College is going to run option. Lusinger spins down, and he gets a first down. He lunges forward on the second effort, and Lusinger picks up two-plus yards. He needed two, so the plus will get him the first down, and the Dort College defenders have another first down. Dort College with the football in Doane territory at the 14-yard line. Owen Rinaldez up to the line of scrimmage over the football. His guards, to his right is Patrick Bisher, to his left, Jordan Huseman. Kyle Skolton is the right tackle. The left tackle is Nathan Moorhead. Pickney in motion, left to right. He gets to the corner on the pitch, gets to the 10, cuts it upfield to the 5. Pickney lunging towards the goal line, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. A 15-yard touchdown run by Trey Pickney. Pickney with 5 touchdown rushes now for the defenders, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first. 6-2-0. 6-0 our score on the 15-yard touchdown run by Pickney. And the defenders will send Barry Dykstra onto the field for the point after attempt. Dykstra, this season, 14 of 15 on point afters. Dort College with the 6-0 lead, 8:30 left to play. And the extra point is blocked. It's down on the ground and recovered by Doane, and the play is dead. The Doane College Tigers block the point after. Dort College leads those 6-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this. Kevin DC with a point after, or with the kickoff after the block point after. Doane College on the return and dropped at the 25-yard line. The return by the Doane College Tigers and Jackson. Jackson is downed on the play on the special teams, coming up to make the stop for the defenders. That's Cody Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the tackle. And Doane College will have it first down and 10 yards to go. And referees conferring. I did not see a penalty marker thrown on the play. But the way they're conferring, now they'll mark the football at the 12-yard College defenders. They're going to say a false start on Dort College. So Dort College will kick again. This time they'll do it from 5 yards back, so they'll kick off from their own 30-yard line. Today's broadcast of Dort College Athletics made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Potter Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. So Dort College is on the board first, 6-0. So the Dort College defenders will kick off again. And Kevin Giese will line it up. Giese sends it end over end to the 5-yard line. Doan College runs the reverse on the return, angling towards the sideline and forced out of bounds near the 40. And a penalty on the play. Are they going to say it's a late hit? If it is, it's going to be 15 free yards. The flag came out near the sideline, and here's the call from our official, John Schmidt. And they're going to say that it was a late hit out of bounds. Now, he was awfully close to the sideline, was the return man, but I don't think the officiating crew gave the signal that the play was dead. And over on the near sideline, I could not make out where they marked him out of bounds initially, and it must have been, well, it was quite a ways back at the 37-yard line, so I had thought they were about at the 42, but he was out of bounds before he got to the 40. Now Doan has it first down and 10 in Dort College territory at the 47-yard line. Handoff goes to Alex Dose. Dose with 318 yards of rushing offense this season. And the Dort College defenders on defense trying to come up with another stop. So Doan had it after the kickoff at their own 37, after the penalty into Dort College territory. Handoff to Dose, and Dose is wrapped up for a short gain on the play. Shooting the gap, making the play for Dort College. That's Jordan Birdsong. Birdsong making the tackle. Micah Applegate will check into the football game. And Doan facing third down and three. Football is at the 40-yard line. Need to make it to the 37 for a first down. 7:15 and counting, first half. Dort College leads 6-0. Hamburger is the quarterback. Hamburger under center. Handed off to Dose. Dose at the 41-yard line, and he has dropped. Seth Vandenbort making the solo tackle. And Doan will face now fourth down and three. Football is at the 40-yard line, and it looks like Doan will send the punting team onto the field. So Doan will elect to try and punt and pin. Brett Iyer, he with a 34.7 yards per punt average, will come onto the field. So Doan looking like they're going to punt from the Dort College 40. Back to receive is Cleveland, and Doan will kick it away. Pooch kick taken by Cleveland. Cleveland calls for the fair catch at the 18-yard line. Not a lot of hang time that time, but the short kick. A net of 22 yards on the punt, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own. Well, they're going to mark it at the 17 rather than the 18. So at the 17-yard line, Dort College takes over first down and 10. 6:25 left to go in the first quarter after the exchange of possession. Caleb Luzinger up to the line of scrimmage. He's under center. Fullback is Josh Van Kemp, and Rockland Mao is to the near side. Luzinger's going to run option, and he's tripped up at the 19. Lost it, but he was ruled down on the play. Gain of 2. It's going to be second down and 8. Not a bad day for football this afternoon. Sunshine here in Sioux Center. Winds are light. And earlier today, it was awfully chilly with the sun not out. Game time temperature, 44 degrees here in Sioux Center. And winds are, well, the weatherman says 0 to 5 miles per hour out of the south, but the flag not reflecting any air movement. Luzinger keeps it himself. Inside pitch goes to Pickney. Pickney on the shovel pass. He's down at the 30-yard line. First down for the defenders. The shovel pass from Luzinger to Pickney on that that short pitch inside. It's a forward pass, and Pickney's at his own 30-yard line as he's downed. So a gain of 11 yards on the play for the defenders. It's first down for Dort College, leading 6-0. Play comes in from the sideline. Dort College, the offense, checks their wristbands. Luzinger is under center. He's going to swing Fennig out into the slot now. Handoff goes to Van Kempen, and on the fullback dive, a short gain on the play for Van Kempen as that got plugged up immediately. Doan College on the stop, Justin Malik. Malik makes the tackle. He's the first man there for the Tigers. It's second down and nine. We approach the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Door College will take time in between plays. They will run the play clock down to under 15 on nearly every occasion. So Dort College and Luzinger up to the line of scrimmage. Luzinger under center. He pitches right over to Pickney. Pickney gets a block. He's going to try to get to the corner, and he's tripped up at the 29-yard line. Tackle made by the Doan College Tigers. Making that stop is Rob Keeney. Keeney, 25 solos and 22 assists this season for Doan. Throws Pickney for a 2-yard loss on the play. It's third down and 11. Dort College deep in their own territory at the 29-yard line. So, Dort College with Luzinger under center. Fake the handoff, drops back to pass, slips as he plants, throws up over the top. He's got a man open, and well, he went to the middle and to Pickney on the near sideline. Running a post pattern, he had Rockland Mao open. Didn't see him in time. And the clock stops on the incomplete pass, and Dort College is forced to punt from their own 30-yard line. So Dort College picks up a first down. Now they're forced to punt. Heath Bonestrow will come on. This will be his 27th punt of the season, averaging just a shade under 39 yards per punt. And he gets this one away, an end-over-end kick. That'll take a bounce at the Doan 42-yard line. Takes a Dort College bounce inside the 40 down to the 37. And that's where it's downed. That's where Doan will take over. First down and 10. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Doan College with it at their own 37-yard line. Might have a quarterbacking change. They hand off, and the running play for Doan. And a new running back as well. That is Kai Perea. Perea with the carry. Jeff Wiener is the quarterback. So Weander, the quarterback now, after Hamburger had a couple of series. Short gain on the play. It's second down and eight. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Did Micah Applegate get back? No, he did not. A free play for the Doan College Tigers. Josh Nolmeyer knocks it away on the pass attempt to the near side. Tyrone Curry at midfield. Would have been a 10-yard pickup on the play, but Nolmeyer was able to leap and knock it down. Penalty's going to be against the defenders, though. Mike Applegate on the near side, the defensive end, jumped off. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty. And Doan College will move it to the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and two. So it was second down and seven. Now it's second down and two. Doan at their own 45-yard line. Well, just shy of the 45. They need to make it to the 47 for a first down. 3:21 left to play. First quarter. Dort College leads 6-0. 6-0 our score. Weander in the shotgun, back to pass, pump fake, pass over the top, Nolmeyer on the defense, and making the catch out of bounds is Tyrone Curry, and Nolmeyer could have got called for interference over on the near sideline. Looked like he got an arm into Curry, and they're going to say that was an uncatchable pass. Ball was thrown to the sideline. Curry came down with it out of bounds, and the side judge signals an uncatchable pass. It's third down and two, Doan at their own 45-yard line. Jay Pelham exhorting the crowd on. Pelham creeping up from the outside linebacker spot. He's just outside of Micah Applegate. Shotgun formation, movement. Dort College got back, handoff up the middle. No, scrambling to the left side. The handoff, they faked the handoff up the middle. Weander stopped after a 1-yard gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down and one. Decision time for Doan at their own 46-yard line. Trailing 6-0, you're not going to gamble here, I don't think. You'll send the punt team out onto the field and see if Brad Iyer can get his foot into one and pin the Door College defenders deep. Trey Pickney will station himself at his own 23-yard line. Watch for the fake here, fourth down and one. And he'll get the spiraling kick. And this is going to drive Pickney back inside the 10, and the ball angled towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Door College football at their own 5-yard line. So Doan forced to punt, failing to pick up a first down on that drive. And Doan College will send the defense, that 3-5 unit, onto the field. Cameron Petrie also on the punt team. He makes his way to the sideline. He's been seeing more time and passing downs for the defenders. He checks out of the football game. So Dort College deep in their own territory. Might be a chance for Leonard Manuel. Let's see if he can give Dort College a little breathing room. Fullback deep in their own territory at the 5. Lusinger's going to run option. Tries to pitch it inside and throws the incomplete pass. Second down and 10 on the way. Dort College at their own 5-yard line. And Lusinger that time didn't see anything he liked and very simply threw the ball at the feet after I believe it was Fennig came back across the inside on that shovel pass. Incomplete pass, it's second down and 10. Risky play deep in your own territory. Second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 2:27 remaining here in the first half of action. Send a man in motion, that's Fennig. Lusinger keeps it himself, back to the line of scrimmage. Picks up 5, he stood up at the 10-yard line and bent over and knocked backwards. But he picks up about 5 yards on the play. That's going to bring up third down, and we'll call it 5. Third down and 5. Clock stopped. Now, I'm not sure why the clock has stopped. Did we have a penalty on the play? I did not see the penalty marker. Down on that far side, on that, down near the end zone, though, the sight lines get a little more difficult, and there's the flag. It's resting at the 8-yard line. And if it's against Dort College, in all likelihood, this is going to be a hold, sending Dort College back near their own goal line. Doan will take the penalty. That's going to go half the distance to the goal line. Dort College now facing second down and 13 from their own 4. Football was at the 8. It's now at the 4-yard line, half the distance to the goal line. Back to pass. Oh, Lusinger is going to pitch to Fennig. Fennig at the sideline to the 10 and forced out of bounds at the 11. So Fennig picks up 7 yards on the play. That's going to bring up third down and a manageable 6 yards to go. Don't want to do anything too risky in this situation. Obviously, deep in your own end. A punt is better than a turnover at this point. Obviously, a first down is better than any of those. Dort College facing third down and 5. Under 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Dort College leads at 6-0. Lusinger. Up to the line of scrimmage, he's under center. Owen Rinalda is the center. Snap back to Lusinger. He's going to run option to the right. Shovel pass inside, and the football's down on the ground. Let's see if they ruled it a completed pass. And the shovel pass, I want to see the officials say if it was completed or not. And they will say it's Doan College football. They say that the pass was completed and Doan College will have it. First down and 10 yards to go inside the Dort College 15 at the 13-yard line. Pickney had possession of it long enough in the referee's estimation. And he fumbled the football. Doan College gets it. First down and 10 at the Dort College 13-yard line. They'll mark it at the 13 with a minute 35 left to play in this first quarter. Sedone College, Weander in the shotgun. The running back with him is Alex Dose. Dose gets the inside handoff. Tripped up. Gain of a couple on the play. So Dosey with the carry. Gains a couple. It's going to be second down and eight. Second and eight. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Shotgun formation. Weander gets the snap. Delayed handoff to Dosey. Dosey tripped up and not sure who got his hands on him. But somebody tripped him up for the defenders. Looks like that may have been John Gardner. It's going to be third down and seven. So Doan has played it pretty close to the vest. Cameron Petrie makes his way onto the field. Now he's going to retreat to the sideline. North College has 11 players on the field. Wanted to double check that. Under a minute left to play first quarter. Trips to the left, two to the right. Doan empties the backfield. Shotgun formation, Weander. Weander back to pass, looking to the sideline, and the pass is incomplete, knocking it away for the North College defenders. Coming over was Chris McDaniel. McDaniel knocks it away, and Doan will have to settle for a field goal attempt. So the North College defense limits Doan to a field goal opportunity here, and this will be, with the football at the 12-yard line, this will be a 29-yard attempt for the place kicker for the Doan Tigers. That's Phil Thramer. Thramer, 3 of 11 this season. His long is 46 yards. No wind this afternoon in Sioux Center, trying to cut the lead in half, 6-3. The kick is high enough, it's long enough, and it's good. The Doan College Tigers get a field goal. A 29-yard field goal attempt is good for Thramer, and the North College defense limits Doan to 3 points when they had it first down and 10 at the 13-yard line. 6-3 our score, 21 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Back with more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 21 seconds left to go in the first quarter. North College leads Doan 6-3. Doan getting on the board moments ago on a field goal by Phil Thramer from 29 yards, and the Doan College Tigers will kick off. Phil Thramer will do the honors. Back to receive, it's Cleveland and Pickney. High end-over-end kick. This will be taken by Cleveland near the goal line. He fumbles it, picks it up near the goal line. He's at the 5 to the 10, and he's still on his feet to the 15 to the 20 and fights his way forward to the 21-yard line. So Ray Cleveland makes something out of what appeared to be nothing. And with 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Dort College will have it first down and 10. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we had a penalty on the play back at the 35-yard line, Doan College, with an illegal formation on the kick coverage. I was looking down on the other end of where the ball was received by Ray Cleveland, looking for a flag down there after the conference with the officials. So far, a lot of penalties in this one. Doan College trailing 6-3. Doan College with the lead. And Ord College will set up to return the kick once again. Two men stationed at the 25-yard line are Pelham and Harris. Cleveland and Pickney are deep for the defenders. 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Ord College will receive the kick again. So Ord College had it at their own 21-yard line, elected to take the penalty of 5 yards by the Doan College Tigers. And we'll do it again with Phil Thramer kicking off. Thramer, moments ago, hit a field goal to cut the lead in half from 6-0 to 6-3. Thramer, end-over-end kick, and this time it'll be Pickney from the 10-yard line. Makes the over-the-head catch. He's to the 20, to the 25, has a seam, 30, 35, spins away, 40, 45, 50, gets a block. He's to the 40 of Doan and downed at the 35-yard line. He got a block that time to spring him for another 10 yards. And the North College defenders Trey Pickney returns it all the way into Doan College territory at the 36-yard line, and that is where Dort College will take over, first down and 10. With 2 seconds remaining in the quarter, Sedort with fantastic field position. On this drive, Caleb Luzinger will come up to the line of scrimmage. Pickney is to the left, Fennig to the right. Josh Van Kampen, one of 13 seniors on this Dort College roster, is the fullback, and Van Kampen gains 5 on the play before he's downed at the 31-yard line. So for the senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, he is submarined on the play by Corey Velasic. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort College 6, Doan College 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second quarter of action right after this. Luzinger up to the line of scrimmage, and the football is down on the ground, and Dort College loses a yard and, more importantly, loses a play, but they hang on to the football, which I guess is the most important part of that sequence. But sets up now third down and 6. A loss of 1 on the play. Rockland Mao and David Grease are to the near side for Dort College. Mao will line up in the slot. Grease over near the numbers at the 31-yard line. Dort College needs to get past the 26 of Doan College for a first down. Dort College probably in four-down territory here, though. Pickney gets the pitch over to the right side. He's got a block. He's to the 30, to the 25, first down, and then some. He's brought down at the 20-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Trey Pickney comes up a little gingerly after racing to the corner. That's a first down for the defenders, a 12-yard pickup on the play, make it a 13-yard gain on the play, down inside the 20, down to the 19. Dort College outgained Doan College in the first quarter, 91-17, 66 yards on the ground for the defenders. Back to passes, Luzinger. Luzinger fade into the corner. He's got a man open, collision, and no call made. Pass intended on the play for Dort College's Rockland Mao. Luzinger throws the fade into the back corner, and it looked like Mao was going to have a chance at it. But he and the defensive back for Doan College, Jackson, a little bit of contact there, and Khalil Jackson able to hold enough ground to force Mao to the outside, and Mao was unable to catch up with the pass. Sets up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Two receivers to the left, handoff to Van Kampen. Van Kampen, the fullback, he carries straight ahead for 3 yards on the play before he's brought down. That'll bring up third down and 7. 6-3, Dort College in front by 3. Well, if you haven't heard, congratulations to the Dort College women's cross country team, Great Plains Athletic Conference champions, Coach Greg Van Dyke and the women, getting that championship earlier today, sweeping places 3 through 7 for their 5 places that counted towards points. Dort College facing third down and 7 in Doan College territory here. They send Pickney in motion. Back to passes, Luzinger. Luzinger over the middle. Passes intercepted in the end zone off a deflection. Here comes Doan coming back the other way to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, 30, and brought down at the 30-yard line. For Doan College, I could not make out who that player was that made the interception. I'm thinking it was Kent McCrimmon, number 11. Pass was deflected into the end zone, and the scoring opportunity evaporates for the Dort College defenders. Doan will have it first down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. So first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 29. Back to pass, Doan. Pass over the middle is completed and brought down after a 12-yard gain on the play. Doan College and Nolan Kawada with his 31st catch of the season. Doan College now hurry up offense, trying to pick up the pace of this football game. Weander back to pass, throws towards the sideline, and Kawada another catch and another first down into Dort College territory at the 47-yard line. So Dort College holding a 6-3 lead, but now Doan picking up the pace here quickly. Weander, the quarterback. You've got one receiver set to the left, 3 to the right. And in the backfield with Weander is Alex Dosey. Back to pass is Weander. Weander's going to roll right. Pass is completed to Kawada, and Kawada's brought down by Matt Grease. Well, they didn't give him first down yardage on the not this last pass, but now this pass. He does get a first down to the 40-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. It's first down and 10 for the Tigers at the Dort College 40-yard line. And we have a player shaken up for Doan near the sideline. No, now a Dort College player down on his knees at the 35-yard line. And the Doan College Tigers picking up the pace on this drive. That's Matt Grease shaken up. He made the tackle on the far sideline. And this will slow the Doan drive for the moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Matt Grease will walk off of the field under his own power. Aaron Flohn checks in. So Grease is off the field for the time being. First down and 10 at the Dort College 40 for the Doan College Tigers. Back to pass, Weander. Weander fires it to the far side. And the pass is completed to Tyrone Curry. Curry gains 7 on the play. It's second down and 3 at the Dort College 33-yard line. Three down linemen for the defenders. They bring Sam Ashmore, the outside linebacker, up to the line of scrimmage, showing blitz. Now Vandervoort will come on the blitz as well. Back to pass as Weander. Weander towards the sideline. Passes in and out of the hands. Incomplete. Intended for Philip Thramer. So Thramer lining up at a wideout. He's also the place kicker for the Doan College Tigers. And that will bring up third down and 3. Well, Doan going to the air on this drive after trying to establish the run on their first few series. Dosey is in the backfield facing third down and 3. Don't be surprised to see Dosey get the carry here. Vandervoort, inside linebacker, coming up. He's over the center. Three down linemen for the defenders. They hand it off to Dosey. Dosey gains the first down. He's brought down at the 30-yard line. Gardner makes the tackle for Dort College. I beg your pardon, that's 49 rather than 48. That's Chris McCoy making the tackle. So McCoy makes the tackle. Back to pass is Weander. Weander throws to the sideline, and the pass is batted away by Anthony Hallam. That'll bring up second down and 10. Hallam stretches out for it and knocks it away on the goal line. It's second down and 10. Pass intended for the Doan Tigers. That was Josh Boggs. Boggs near the goal line. Didn't have a chance at it as it was a bit underthrown, and Hallam was able to knock it away. Ashmore will now line up in pass coverage. Back to pass as Weander. Weander to the right side. Has a man open. Incomplete as he fails to deliver that one on the mark. Tyrone Curry had more than enough for a first down. Josh Nolmeyer, the cornerback, had to play off him. And Curry will now check out of the football game as he angles off towards the sideline. Third down and 10 for the Tigers. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. 11:42 remaining in this first quarter. And the Doan College Tigers want a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Doan College facing third down and 10 yards to go. 11:42 left to play in the first half. Dort College leads at 6-3. Dort College faithful trying to get behind their defense. Weander is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Weander back to pass. Dort College comes with a blitz. Pass over the middle is completed, and that's a first down to the 17-yard line. And the pass completed to Jesse Verveldi. Verveldi with a 12-yard pickup on the play on the pass over the middle. Dort College will check their down lineman, the nose tackle. McCoy back into the contest. Flohn checks out. Back to pass as Weander. Dort College needs a turnover. Pass into the end zone. We've got a flag thrown near the 7-yard line, and that's probably going to be defensive holding. Don't know if they caught him before the ball was in the air. If it was in the air, it'll be pass interference. Referees will consult. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Defensive holding against the Dort College defenders. And that'll be half the distance to the goal line. So from the 18-yard line, it goes down to the 9-yard line, and that is a first down. So first down and goal to go from the 9. 11:29 left to play. First half, a penalty marred first half of action. Weander in the shotgun. He's got Dosey in the backfield with him. Back to pass as Weander. Weander pass into the end zone. Touchdown Doan, and the Tigers lead it now 9-6, pending the point after. The 9-yard touchdown pass to Sam Neumeier from Weander. And the Doan College Tigers have taken the lead at 9-6. 9-6 our score. Point after attempt coming here for Thramer. Trying to stretch it out to 10-6 with 11:25 to go. So Thramer on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. Thramer now 12 of 14 on point afters this season, and the Dort College defenders trail down 10-6, 11:25 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College surrenders the touchdown after the interception in the end zone thrown by the defenders. That was came off a deflection. And Doan College started their drive deep in their own territory, but they were able to move the football down the field with a variety of short passes, and they get into the end zone to make it 10-6. Now Dort College will get the football back. Pickney and Cleveland back deep to receive the kick off of the foot of Phil Thramer. Line drive kick drives Pickney back to the 3-yard line. He'll take it there. Dort College fakes the reverse. Pickney keeps it himself. He's to the 20, 25, and brought down at the 25-yard line. Doan College Tigers on the coverage, making the stop. It was Justin Rorich. Rorich makes the tackle after Pickney returned it to the 24-yard line. That's where Dort College will take over, first down and 10. Fullback this time is Leonard Manuel. Dort College sends the receivers to the left. In the slot is Grease. They send Fennig in motion. Inside handoff to Pickney, and Pickney is submarined on the play. Tripped up, and there again for another tackle. Back-to-back stops by Justin Rorich. One on special teams. That one he reaches up and grabs a leg. Trey Pickney makes his way by, and that'll bring up second down and 9. 1-yard gain on the play for Pickney. Busy afternoon for Dort College Athletics. Basketball coming up at 4 o'clock versus Valley City State, both women and men. Up to the line of scrimmage is Lusinger. Lusinger bobbles the snap, pitches over to Fennig now. Fennig has a little room to run, and he's going to angle out of bounds, but we've got a flag thrown at the 28-yard line. Flag thrown on the play about 2 yards upfield from the line of scrimmage. We'll wait for the indication from our official. Dort College trails 10-6. Clock stops on the penalty. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Here's the call from our referee. So a sideline warning against the Doan College Tigers doesn't result in any penalty at this point, but it's a, well, it will result in a penalty. So a sideline violation, not just the warning, but the violation called against the Doan College Tigers. That's 5 free yards for the defenders, and they'll get the down over, facing now second down and 4. 10:36 left to play in the first half. Doan leads it 10-6. Dort College needs to put a drive together. In motion is Pickney. We had movement along the line of scrimmage. Dort College unable to get the football snapped quickly enough to get that free play. Lusinger will back away from center, gets the play from the sideline. 8 seconds on the play clock. He's got time. Doan showing blitz. Lusinger's going to keep it himself. Pitches right side over to Pickney. Pickney to the 35 to the 40. He's got a first down. He's down at the 45-yard line. Pickney finally chased down by Rob Keeney. near midfield. 15-yard gain on the play. Football marked at the 46. Now they're going to shove it back to the 45, so a gain of 14 on the play. Dort College with a first down, and for this Dort College offense, part of the game plan is to simply shorten up the game and keep the football out of the Doan College Tigers offense's hand. Lusinger ran the option that time and was able to draw the defender to him. Hand off up the middle to Lennard. Lennard Manuel with the carry, and he's got a first down. He's down at the 43-yard line. So a gain of 12 on the play. Doan College defensive lineman coming up slowly. That's Carson Christensen. Christensen will jog off the field. Initially looked like he was really favoring a leg, but he's going to be okay. First down for Manuel on the 12-yard carry. It's first down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Grease is lined up to the right. Hand off to Lennard. Lennard straight up the middle, but he runs downhill, and he gains 2 yards before he's driven backwards. Couple of players for the Tigers knocking him backwards, but not before Lennard picks up a couple yards. It's second down and 8. Well, it seems like Lennard always picks up one or two at least, running downhill, and his carries mainly behind Owen Rinaldo, one of 13 Dort College seniors being recognized this afternoon at halftime. Lennard gets the handoff, and that time he's submarine for maybe a one-yard pickup on the play. Coming in low was the nose tackle for the Tigers, busting up that play. Number 95, Alike Manickel from Hawaii, listed 6'2", 225, breaking that play up as Lennard got his legs swept out from under him just past the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down and 7. Dort College needs to get to the 33 for a first down. Lusinger back to pass after faking the handoff. He's going to roll right. He's under pressure, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. So Lusinger didn't have enough time to get rid of it. Hesitated for a moment when he could have dumped it. And now Dort College, you're thinking maybe they could go for it on fourth down if they got a couple of yards. Now they'll be forced to punt with 8:10 remaining in the first half. Dort College trailing 10-6. Heath Bonestro is on to punt. Back to receive for Doan College is Josh Boggs. Boggs will station himself at the 10-yard line. Dort College punting from the Doan 45. Bonestro gets his foot into it, nearly blocked. A high spiraling kick. Boggs will call for the fair catch at his own 10-yard line. A net of 35 on that punt for Bonestro, and the Dort College defenders will send the defensive unit onto the field. First down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 10-yard line. 7:47 left to play in the half. Doan leads it 10-6. So Doan College leading 10-6. So a shotgun for the Tigers. Inside handoff. And a gain of 7 on the play. The carry for the Doan College Tigers, that's Clayton Moore. Moore with a 4.7 yards per carry average. He's on in relief right now of Dosey. So he gained 6 on that carry. Second down and 4. Second down and 4 yards to go. Doan loads things up to the near side. Football in the middle of the field at the 16-yard line. Movement along the line. Dort College gets back. Sam Ashmore shows blitz. They hand it off, and not much there, and spun down. No gain on the play, but a stoppage in play. I'm looking for a penalty flag. And they might say that Sam Ashmore came across the line. And this will be against the Dort College defenders. Offsides against the Dort College defense. 5-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. It'll be first down for the Tigers. And the football now at the 21-yard line. First down and 10. Doan College with it at their own 21-yard line. Two receivers to the left. Running back is Boggs. They hand it off, and he sidesteps one tackler, and Chris McDaniel makes the stop. Clayton Moore, that is, on the carry. So Moore picks up three on the play. It's going to be second down and seven. Second and seven. Second down and 7 yards to go. 6:18 left to play first half. Down by four. Trying to piece together a drive here. Gotten a little more conservative now. Keeping it himself and rolling right. Pass is completed to the 35, 40, 45, and brought down at the 45-yard line is Verveldi. Beg your pardon, Holden Wetzler on that catch. His 12th of the season. And he is forced out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Clock stops as they move the chains. That's plus 20 pickup for the Doan Tigers. And Doan now nearing midfield. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 46-yard line. Inside handoff. And nothing there. And Vinoy Harris there to plug up the middle on the carry by Clayton Moore. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. Vandevort and Harris in on the stop. Cameron Petrie is in. Dort College will go with an extra defensive back. Petrie in place of Grease on second down and 10. Petrie will line up with a slot receiver. Weander in the shotgun. Petrie shows blitz. Now he'll line up. Handoff goes on the far side, and Clayton Moore with the pickup. Looks like he's got a 12-yard gain on the play before he's thrown out of bounds at the Dort College 42-yard line, and Doan moving the football with 5:05 left to play in the first half. So first down and 10 for the Tigers in Dort College territory at the 42. Dort College in dire need here of a turnover. See if the defenders can force one here. McDaniel and Cleveland are the safeties for Dort College. Nolmeyer and Hallam line up at the corners. Stood up as the ball carrier. And the whistle to play dead at the 41-yard line. Football at the 41-yard line. So a short gain on the play. It was stood up, and the Doan College fullback breaking through was John Tatum. Tatum lining up at fullback. He's listed as the tight end on the roster. Gain of three on the play. It's second down and seven. Fake the handoff, dropping back to pass as Weander. Weander's pass is completed down to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 24 on the play. Pass completed to Josh Boggs. Hallam made the tackle. Late in arriving was Cleveland. And it's first down and 10 for the Tigers at the Dort College 16. Under 4 minutes left to play in the half. Under center is Weander. I formation. Got a fullback behind him. Hand off to Morris. Moore, that is. And for Moore, just a gain of one on the play. John Gardner, one of the first players there. Also there was Vinoy Harris, number 59, one of the inside linebackers, along with Seth Vandevort. Second down and nine for the Tigers. Let's see if Dort College can either force a turnover or limit Doan to a field goal try. 3:20 and counting. Doan back in the shotgun. Weander, barking signals. We had movement. It's a flag and a free play for the Tigers. And we've got a holding penalty as well. This could offset. Flag thrown at the 10. So we've got a flag that came out right at the play that was offsides on the defenders. Then a hold on the Tigers, I would imagine, at the 10-yard line. This is all my conjecture at this point. We'll see how well I am able to see things from up in the booth. Flag came out late on the play. 3:05 left to play in this first half. And here's the call from our official. And a 5-yard penalty on the defenders, so that will set up second down and 4. So second and 4 for the Tigers. They get the free play out of it, and they eventually accept the penalty. Back to pass as Weander. He floats it to the end zone and incomplete, intended for Tyrone Curry. And they'll bring up third down and 4. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. So third down and 4 for the Tigers at the Dort College 10. Shotgun formation. They try to draw Dort College off. They hand it off to Moore. No, keeping it himself as Weander. Weander inside the 5. And it looks like that's enough for a first down. First down yardage for Weander on the keeper. And the Dort College Tigers marching the football into Dort College territory. So Dort College needs a play from their defense now. Inside handoff to Moore. Moore down to the goal line, and he breaks the plane. And a touchdown for Clayton Moore. A 5-yard touchdown run for Clayton Moore. And the Dort College defenders surrender. Her second touchdown of the afternoon. And the Tigers extend their lead now to 16-6 with 2:27 left to play in the first half. So Dort College has scored 16 unanswered. And on to attempt the point after is Phil Thramer. Thramer splits the uprights, and the Dort College Tigers own a 17-6 lead. 17-6 our score, Dort College on top. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. 17 unanswered for the Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Phil Thramer will be doing the honors as Dort College will try to regroup and get the offense moving again. Lining things up will be Thramer. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. End-over-end kick taken by the defenders. Pickney at the 11-yard line. He's to the 20, to the 25, and he stood up at the 25-yard line and thrown backwards, and a late flag on the play. Coverage that time by the Dort Tigers, Justin Rorich on the initial contact. The flag came out late. Someone got a little overzealous after the play was dead. I think this is going to go against Doan and probably be a 15-yarder, a late hit on the play. So the late hit called against the Doan College Tigers and the Dort College defenders. Will take over first down and 10. They're at their own 40-yard line. So first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 40. Luzinger is under center. They send Fennig in motion, fake the pitch. Luzinger's going to roll right. He's under pressure, stops, plants, throws it up for grabs, and it's batted away. And turning into a defensive back that time was Josh Van Kampen. He just simply wanted to get up, knock the ball down, and not allow a Doan College player to intercept it. He didn't have much of a chance at catching that, and once he realized that, he went up, batted it down. It'll be second down and 10. 2:14 remaining in the first half. 17-6, Doan College leading by 11. They've scored the last 17 points after Dort College got up 6-0 in the first quarter. Hand off up the middle for Van Kampen. Van Kampen, a gain of 2 or 3 on the play. And that's going to bring up third down and 7. picking himself up slowly is Patrick Vischer. Vischer, one of the offensive linemen. Coming up at halftime, there will be 13 seniors recognized for their participation in the Dort College football program. They've been at Dort College since the second year of varsity. So they've played in years 2 through 5 on the Dort College football team. Lusinger under center, fakes the handoff to the fullback, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the corner. He's going to run out of room, spins, and is downed after a 1 yard gain on the play. Maybe two. It's going to be 4th down and 5, and Doan College is going to use a timeout with 1:22 remaining. 1:22 left to go in the half. Doan College wants to extend the half. And they will call the timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. So Doan College calls a timeout, forcing Dort College to punt, stopping the clock, trying to preserve the clock and give them themselves some time to try and tack on another score. So Doan College and Heath Bonestrow to receive the kick from Heath Bonestrow. Bonestrow, a high spiraling kick. Fair catch called for at the 21-yard line and a flag on the play. Jordan Birdsong, a little overzealous, coming down on the coverage, makes contact with the punt returner for the Doan College Tigers. Nothing malicious, but just simply too close, and that's going to be 15 free yards for the Doan College Tigers, and those are the kind of things you can ill afford near the end of a first half. That's 15 yards that Doan will not need to work for. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Doan College will have it 1st down and 10 at their own 35-yard line after the penalty. Coming up at halftime, we will check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra. And we will take a look at the week preview for this weekend. The Doan College Tigers with the football, 1st down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Back to pass is Weander. Weander under pressure throws it up into a mass of humanity and coming down with it at the 39-yard line. The pass completed into Dort College territory on the far sideline. That was, well, I can't make out that number. These numbers getting more and more difficult with their odd shapes to read, but the wide receiver coming down with the catch on the far side. That's number 15, Sam Neumeier, I believe. 1st down and 10 for the Tigers at the 36-yard line, so a gain of nearly 30 yards on that pass completion. Now the pass incomplete, intended for Josh Boggs, and that'll bring up 2nd down and 10. So a big pickup on the first play from scrimmage for the Doan College Tigers. 2nd down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Doan College with the football. Shotgun formation. Back to pass as Weander throws towards the sideline, and the pass is incomplete. McDaniel on the coverage. Pass intended for Boggs. And that'll bring up 3rd down and 10. So Doan taking their shots down the field, facing 3rd down and 10 yards to go. 56 seconds remaining in this half. Doan College leads at 17-6. Weander in the gun. 3 down linemen for the defenders. Back to pass as Weander dumps it over the middle. Pass is completed. Flag on the play, though, and this one might be coming back. The Doan College Tigers have a 1st down pending the outcome of the flag. Flag thrown at the 27-yard line, and the officials will sort it out. We also have a flag thrown at the line of scrimmage. It was 3rd down and 10 originally. Doan moves the football all the way down inside the 15. And the referees conferring. There's a flag thrown at the line of scrimmage, another one thrown about 10 yards upfield, and this play is coming back.
Number 57,
So the ineligible receiver downfield, Kevin Rorich. One of the linemen got a little eager to make his way down the field to throw a block, and he gets called for an ineligible man downfield. Third down and 15 for the Tigers. They're at the Dort College 41-yard line. Weander back to pass, drops back to midfield, throws it away, incomplete. It's fourth down and 15. 33 seconds remaining, and the Tigers conferencing on the sideline. Facing fourth down and 15, it appears they will send the punt team onto the field, which would shock me at this point, but they will. Brett Iyer is on to punt. Doan huddling up. Watch for the fake here. Snap is back to Iyer. Iyer will get it away. Just a short kick. Inside the 20. Down inside the 10. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds at the 8-yard line. And that's where Dort College will take over from first down and 10 at their own 8. And I would imagine Dort College will run a pretty safe play here and get into the locker room trailing 17-6. 26 ticks of the clock remaining here in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web. Video webcast available at www.dort.edu/athletics. So Dort College, the offense comes out. You've got Leonard Manuel at fullback. And Dort College looks like they're going to simply take a knee and a flag on the play. A flag thrown on the play. A false start against the defenders, and now they're half the distance to the goal line. From the 9 down to near the 4. So Dort College now will take another knee and try to get to the locker room. Lusinger takes a knee. Dona believes has one timeout remaining if they want to use it. It doesn't appear that they will. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing this one. Dort College trailing this contest 17-10 after getting up, 17-6 after getting the Dort College defenders getting up 6-0 to start this football game. But since then, it's been 17 straight for the Doan College Tigers. Trey Pickney opened the scoring for the defenders with a 14-yard touchdown run, capping a 53-yard drive. Seven plays. It took 3:09 off the clock. Doan College answered back with a 28-yard field goal by Phil Thramer to make it 6-3 with 21 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And then two touchdowns in the second quarter made it 10-6 and 17-6. Doan College takes that lead into the locker room. In the first half of play, Dort College outgained by Doan 188-136. Possession time, Dort College 16-47 to Doan's 13-13. Penalties, Dort has been penalized 4 times for 30 yards. I beg your pardon, Dort College has been penalized 10 times for 75 yards. Doan penalized 4 times for 30 yards. Individually, Trey Pickney with 10 carries for 68 yards. Leonard Manuel, 3 carries for 16. Josh Van Kemp, and 4 carries for 10. For Doan, Clayton Moore, 6 carries for 26 yards. Alex Dosey, 6 carries for 13 yards. Jeff Weander, 9 of 18 passing for 133 yards. Caleb Lusinger, 2 completions on 7 attempts for 25 yards. Daryl Van Grau and Trey Pickney, a pair of catches. Van Grau, 23 yards. Pickney, 2 yards. Nolan Kawada, 3 catches for 31 yards for Doan. Sam Neumeier, 2 catches for 37 yards. Benoit Harris leading Dort College with 6 solo tackles. Sam Ashmore with 3. For Doan College, Jeremy Wallace, 5 solos and 1 assist with Rob Keeney, 5 solos and no assists for the Doan College Tigers. 17-6, Dort College trailing Doan at halftime. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra and our GPAC update for this weekend right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here's Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with today's update.
Report for week number 10, Saturday, November 3, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your football Saturday report this week, first Saturday of the month, let's begin with a look back, though, at last Saturday's GPAC football scoreboard. Nebraska Wesleyan defeated Briarcliff in Sioux City, 35-14 the final. Concordia a winner over Midland, 23-14. Morningside defeated Dort in Sioux City at Olsen Stadium, 41-0. Doan a winner over Hastings, 48-16. And Northwestern at Dakota Wesleyan picked up a win in Mitchell, 41-13 was the final score. Here's the week number 9 Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week on offense. Northwestern running back Brandon Smith. He rushed for 163 yards on 14 attempts, an 11.5 yard per carry average, and had 3 scoring runs in the Red Raiders' win over Dakota Wesleyan. Rob Keeney, linebacker from Doan, takes the defensive honor. He had a key role in limiting the Hastings offense to just 62 yards rushing on the day. 6 solo tackles, 5 assist tackles, and 1 tackle for a loss, along with a blocked punt on the afternoon. And on special teams, Josh Boggs, punt returner from Doan, takes the honor. He had a big punt return of 69 yards for a score in the Doan Tiger win over Hastings at Simon Field last Saturday afternoon. That is a look back to week 9 after the break, week 10 of GPAC football.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is week 10 of GPAC football, another slate of 5 games this weekend in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We begin in Sioux City, where Morningside will host Concordia at 1 o'clock. Midland home in Fremont to play Briarcliff also at 1 o'clock. Dort is a home game this weekend against the visiting Doan Tigers, 1 o'clock kick in Sioux Center. Nebraska Wesleyan at Able Stadium will host Dakota Wesleyan at 1 o'clock. And Northwestern heads to Hastings for a battle with the Broncos, both teams in the top 25, 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Here's the updated NAIA top 25 then heading into this first Saturday of November. Marion is number 1. They are 8-0. Georgetown follows them in the number 2 spot, also at 8-0. Missouri Valley is 8-0 and ranked 3rd this week. Morningside continues to hold strong in that 4 spot as they have most of the season. The Mustangs 8-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference. And defending champion St. Xavier moves up a spot to number 5. St. X is 7-1 on the season. Northwestern dropped from 16 to 17 this week at 7-2. Doan is at number 24 at 5-3. And Hastings ranked 25th. The Broncos are 6-2 on the season. We do want to take this opportunity on the GPAC Football Saturday Report to remind you that today is GPAC Championship Saturday for cross country at McCook Lake, South Dakota in the Adams Nature Preserve hosted by Briarcliff University. 10:45 women's race and an 11:30 start for the men. The results will be posted on Saturday afternoon on the GPAC website. GPAC semifinal Saturday for women's soccer, and the championship for women's soccer is coming up next Thursday. Also coming up tonight, as this is the final regular season day for GPAC volleyball, the pairings for the postseason tournament will be announced on the website. That tournament gets underway on Tuesday. Also next Tuesday, on Election Tuesday, it is the semifinals of the men's soccer tournament in the conference. All the details at GPACSports.com. This is your Football Saturday Report for November 3. I'm Corey Westra.
More on that GPAC championship for cross country, and we told you about it earlier this afternoon. Dort College places runners 3 through 8, actually. Laura Knott finished 3rd in a time of 18 minutes and 81 hundredths. Marissa Harkeman ran an 18:15. Kayla Bile finished 5th, 18:17. Abby DeVries, 6th, 18:18. Renee Buchema, 7th place, 18:20. And Katie Bonomo was right behind her at 18:21. Lily Kerner also finished 31st in a time of 19:06 for Dort College's top 7 runners. Dort College totaled 25 points for the day. Concordia totaled 91 for second place. Nebraska Wesleyan finished in a tie with them for second place. The Dort College men's cross-country team finished 5th this afternoon with 115 points. Doan was 4th with 84. Nebraska Wesleyan 3rd with 75. Concordia was first place with 48 points. Ryan Tholen ran a 25:19 over the 8K course. Nathan Jackson ran a 25:31. He placed 8th. Tim Bierma, 30th, 26:16. Ryan McNamara, 35th with a 26:32. Jake Bima, 37th with a 26:35. And Trent Kisher finished 43rd in a time of 26:43. Derek Ott, 51st, 26:56. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more for you from Open Space Park, where the Dort College Defenders trail Doan College at halftime, 17-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing Doan at halftime, 17-6. Coming up later this afternoon at 4 o'clock, it'll be Dort College basketball. Sam Ekstrom will have the call of the women's basketball game as the Defenders face the Valley City State Vikings. That is at 4 o'clock this afternoon in women's play. Men's game will start at about 6 o'clock this evening. Dort College volleyball team on the road. They are set to play Nebraska Wesleyan. Junior varsity match at about 3:30. Varsity match to get underway at 5 o'clock. And the Dort Blades in action today as well, as they'll be hosting a game against Missouri State. That is at... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community, by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Other Great Plains Athletic Conference football games going on today. Briarcliff is at Midland. Concordia is at Morningside. Doan is at Dort. That's the game you're listening to here on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Northwestern is visiting Hastings. And we don't have many updates on scores from across the conference at this point. If we get any during the second half, we'll be sure to pass them along to you. Coming up next week, the Dort College Defender football team finishing up the regular season as they travel to Orange City to take on Northwestern at Develoy Stadium, Corver Field. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff in Orange City. Coming up this week on KDCR Tuesday evening, Dort College basketball, starting with a 3:30 contest in women's play, Dort College taking on Grandview. That's in women's play. Then at 5:30, it'll be Dort College facing Grace in men's play. And at 8 o'clock, the Dort College volleyball team hosting a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round matchup. That will be this Tuesday, and that will be followed up by wall-to-wall election coverage on KDCR at about 9:30 or so. Obviously, that start time depends on when we finish up with volleyball. Election night coverage will be available via web stream off of the KDCR website. You can access that at kdcr@dort.edu. Halftime score, Midland over Briarcliff, 7-0. Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan are scoreless. And Northwestern leads Hastings 21-3. And it looks like those are the scores we have at halftime from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center at 88.5 FM. Both teams out of the locker room as we get set for the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. By the way, the Dort College women's cross country team, their next meet will be the NAIA Championships. 2 weeks from today as they travel to Vancouver, Washington, and have to wait and see if how many individual qualifiers. Looks like Dort College may have some individual qualifiers on the men's side of things. Ryan Tholen and Nathan Jackson both finishing in the top 10 of the men's race. Dort College trailing 17-6. An interception thrown in the end zone. When Dort College was still up 6-3, changing the complexion of this contest. Let's see if Dort College can get it turned around. Doan College returning the opening kickoff. Reverse run to the right side on the kickoff. And Sam Ashmore comes up to make the tackle. And we've got a flag thrown near the sideline. And I think they're going to call Ashmore for making a late hit. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty against the Dort College defenders. So Sam Ashmore is going to be called for the penalty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And the Doan College Tigers will have it first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. So Doan gets 15 free yards on that late hit. John Schmidt making the announcement. So Doan with it. First down and 10, 17-6. Doan leading by 11. Fake the inside handoff, back to pass as Weander. Wide open on the play is his tight end. Making the catch is Nolan Samuelson. Samuelson, a 9-yard gain on the play to the 43-yard line. He's down immediately as he has to go to the ground to make the catch. Second down and one for the Tigers at their own 42-yard line. Second down and one. Ray Cleveland, the safety, coming up, showing blitz. Now Ashmore coming off the edge. Delayed the draw play, and the handoff goes to Dosey. Dosey on the carry, picks up five on the play. It's first down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 48-yard line. Sedone picking up where they left off in the first half. They scored two touchdowns in the second quarter. Jonathan Gardner will jog off the field for the Dort College defenders. Doan College, Weander is going to roll left. Looking short, now he's going to pump, throws towards the sideline, incomplete. Intended at the 40-yard line for Tyrone Curry. Nolmeyer on the coverage, that was Hallam on the coverage. And it's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. Doan at their own 49-yard line. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College owned the first quarter, controlling the clock and the tempo. Doan has been able to pick it up here in the second half. Doan College with the football, back to pass as Weander, deep drop, pass right side, pass is completed on the far sideline into Dort College territory at the 45-yard line. A gain of six on the play. Holden Wetzler on the catch. That's going to bring up third down and four. So a gain of six on the play. It's third down and four. Dort College defense, let's see if they can make a stop here. Near side defensive end for the defenders, that's Taylor Teal. Micah Applegate's on the left defensive end. And back to pass. Doan College, Weander flush from the pocket. Applegate applying pressure, but the pass is completed over the middle. Down to the 30-yard line. A gain of 15 on the play. And Samuelson makes another grab for the Tigers. And Doan College is in Dort College territory at the 30-yard line. So Doan College with a football. First down and 10 inside the Dort College 30. Doan College in the shotgun. Weander in the backfield with Dosey. Two receivers set to the right. Got a tight end to the left. And they fake the handoff. Weander rolls right. Pass is completed to Holden Wetzler. Wetzler to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Stiff arms. McDaniel drags him into the end zone. Touchdown, Doan. A 30-yard touchdown pass from Weander to Wetzler. And the Doan College Tigers have now scored 23 unanswered. They lead it 23-6. 23-6 our score. Doan with first half opening touchdown drive. 12:59 left to play. Dort College down 17, pending the point after by Phil Thramer. So Thramer will try to stretch it out even further with this point after attempt. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And Thramer extends the lead for the Doan Tigers. They lead it 24-6. 12:59 left to go in the third. Back with more after this. Doan College kicking off. Tigers leading it. They're in control right now. The Dort College defenders have to find a way to slow this thing down, and they got to get a drive put together. Doan College now 24 unanswered. Taking it at the 15-yard line is Trey Pickney. Pickney to the 24-yard line where he's stacked up. And the Doan College Tigers will send the defense, that 3-5 set, onto the field. Dort College will come out with the offense. First down and 10 to go. 12:53 left to play in the third period. The Doan College Tigers leading at 24-6. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Caleb Luzinger is under center. He hands it off to Daniel Fennig, and Fennig raced down from behind. So not much there for Fennig. Fennig caught for a 3-yard loss on the play. And that'll bring up second down and long. So the Dort College defenders, first play from scrimmage. Resulting in a loss, and they're going to give him actually forward progress. A little more generous than I was initially. And that will bring up second down and 11. So the loss of one on the play. Fake the handoff. Luzinger is going to run option. Pitches right side over to Pickney. Pickney with a carry. He's to the 25. Ducks inside. One tackler and is brought down at the 30-yard line. So a gain of 6 on the play for Trey Pickney. And that will bring up third down and 4. Third and 4. So Pickney able to get back some of the yards Dort College lost. Under center is Luzinger. We've got movement along the line, but Doan jumps back onsides. Doan College trying to get a stop here and get the football back. Luzinger with the football, and he runs option, and he keeps it himself, and he's stopped for no gain. That's going to bring up fourth down and 4. Dort College will be forced to punt from their own 30-yard line. So Dort College unable to move the football on their first possession of the second half. And that will bring the punt unit onto the field. Bonestro will be punting, line of scrimmage at the 30. Back to receive, the return man for Donat is at his own 30-yard line. A high spiraling kick by Bonestro drives him back to the 20-yard line. That's where he returned from. He's to the 25, play getting stretched out. And he is brought down on the play by Leonard Manuel. Josh Boggs on the return, and Manuel able to finish him off. Jordan Birdsong was able to stretch the play out. For Bonestro, that is a 45-yard punt. Beg your pardon, a 55-yard punt with a line of scrimmage at the 30. He punts it all, and it's a net of 55. Doan College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. 10:47 left to play in this contest. I formation for the Tigers. We'll see if they resort to the ground game. Handoff up the middle, and he's got a first down. The carry by Clayton Moore. He's finally drugged down at the 41-yard line, 42-yard line. John Leachins coming up to make the stop. Doan College with a first down on the play. Gain of 17. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers. First down and 10 for Doane College. Weander is under center. Weander turns, fakes the handoff, drops back to pass. Weander rolling right. He's going to fire it back across the middle and found an open Tyrone Curry. Curry down at the 41-yard line. So a gain of nearly 20 yards on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers. Indoor College territory now at the 40-yard line. Clock stops as they move the chains. First down and 10. Doane College, Indoor College territory at the 40. Doane with a 24-6 lead. They've scored 24 unanswered after Dort College led 6-3 at the end of the first quarter. Dort College was up, scoring the first touchdown of the game. Fake the handoff, and they end up giving the ball to Moore. Moore racing to the corner. He gets around the corner. He's down at the 24-yard line. High tackle that time by Ray Cleveland. Cleveland, the safety, coming up to make the stop. But a gain of some 17 yards on the play for Moore, and Doane trying to grind and now starting to churn out big yardage plays with some regularity. First down for Doane. So Dort College's defense held in the first quarter. Now the Doane College Tigers up to the line of scrimmage is Weander. Weander under center. Weander gives it off to Moore. Moore spins at the line of scrimmage, and he lunges forward for another 3 or 4 yards after the initial contact. 7-yard gain on the play down to the Dort College 15. And Doane having success running the football right now in that I formation. Doane College now slowing the tempo up. 20 seconds on the play clock. They're in no hurry here, leading 24-6. Under center is Weander. Weander, play action pass, dumps it off to the tight end, incomplete. Pressure applied that time by Matt Grease. Intended receiver is Nolan Samuelson. That'll bring up third down and 3. Third down and 3 yards to go. The Doane College Tigers stop the clock on the incomplete pass. The I-back is Clayton Moore, and they'll line up in shotgun here, so no fullback. Weander barking signals, pauses. Now he'll take the snap as the play clock winds down, hands it off to Moore. Moore gets away from one tackler, picks up enough for a first down. Down inside the 10, and it'll be first down and goal to go for the Tigers. On the carry, Sam Ashmore, the linebacker, coming up to make the tackle. And that'll be a first down for the Tigers inside Dort College territory. First down and goal to go from the 9. Doane College inside the 10. Weander under center. Weander turns, hands it off, and falling forward is the fullback. That's John Tatum. Tatum actually listed as a tight end and not even on the two deep for Doane this week, but he's gotten a couple of carries, the inside yardage. So John Tatum, a pickup of a couple of yards on the play. Second down and goal to go from the 8. Second and goal to go from the 8. Receiver set left and right for the Tigers. Double tight end formation, and we've got a timeout on the field. Timeout. Charge to Dort College. Well, I beg your pardon. That's going to be Doane who uses a timeout, facing second down and goal to go at the 8. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout to the Doane College Tigers facing second down and goal. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Doan College with a football. Weander in the shotgun. Second down and goal to go for the Tigers at the 8-yard line. Back to passes, Weander. Weander fires into the end zone and lunging forward, breaking the plane and getting the touchdown is Nolan Samuelson. Nolan Samuelson, number 85, making the catch at the goal line. Lunging forward for the touchdown. And the Doan College Tigers lead it now 30-6 with the point after still coming. 7:42 left to play in the third period. Doan College has scored on their first two possessions of the second half. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And Doan College leads it now 31-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 7:42 remaining in the third quarter. Doan College has stretched the lead out to 31-6 with that touchdown drive capped by an 8-yard touchdown pass from Weander to Nolan Samuelson. And the Tigers have now scored the last 31 points of the game. Doan College scored at the 8:30 mark of the first quarter. Doan got their first score on a Phil Thramer 28-yard field goal late in the first quarter. Since then, it's been all Doan as they took the lead at the 11:25 mark of the second quarter. Sam Neumeier on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Jeff Weander. And Clayton Morey, 4-yard touchdown run to close the half. And the Dort College defenders call for a fair catch. And making the fair catch on the kickoff was Vinoy Harris. Dort College will take over first down and 10. At their own 21-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764. Luzinger turns, hands, gives to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel forward progress to the 30-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play before he is thrown backwards. For the Doan Tigers, that's Joe Knott. Knott with the tackle. That'll bring up second down and 2. Second down and 2. Dort College at their own 30-yard line. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Luzinger under center. Fakes the handoff to Manuel. Back to pass is Luzinger. Luzinger dumps it off for Fennig, and that's going to be a loss of 3 on the play as Fennig caught it behind the line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up third down and long. Third down and long coming. Well, not terribly long. We'll call it third down and 5. It was second and 2, so the loss of 3 results in the ball being at the 28-yard line. 6:40 and counting, third quarter. Leonard Manuel is the fullback. Luzinger is under center. In the slot is Daniel Fennig. Split off to the right is David Grease. Send a man in motion. Luzinger back to pass. Delivers it to Grease. Grease, did he hang on to it? And it looks like a Doan player ends up with it, and they're going to rule the pass incomplete. Pass falls incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Dort College will be forced to punt. So the punt team onto the field. Heath Bonestro had a booming kick in his last trip onto the field. And he will punt with the line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line, an end-over-end kick. Fair catch called for at the 38-yard line, and we have a flag away from the play. And I think we might have a penalty called on the Doan College Tigers. Special teams. Line judge throwing that here on the near side. Here's the call from the official. Flag was thrown upfield about 7 or 8 yards from the line of scrimmage. Well, holding penalty called on the Tigers, but this is going to be assessed from the fair catch spot. So Doan College will have it at their own 29-yard line. And the Doan College Tigers will retreat to their own 29. First down and 10 for Doan. First down and 10 for the Tigers. Tigers in the I formation. We'll see if they try to grind a drive out here. 6:12 left to go in the third period. Dort College trailing Doan 31-6. Keeping the football, and I believe we've got a new quarterback in for Doan. This is Phil Hamburger back into the contest, and Hamburger running option to the right side. He gains 11 on the play. It'll be a first down to the 40-yard line. So Dort College surrendering yardage to Phil Hamburger on the option keeper. Not a lot of life for Dort College right now, trailing 31-6. Shotgun formation, Hamburger, hands off. No, we've got a flag on the play. Flag comes out before the snap. This is going to be on the Doan College Tigers, I would imagine. False start on the Tigers. And that'll bring up first down and 15. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. So the Dort College defenders trailing 31-6. They've got the defensive unit on the field. Three down linemen. Taylor Teal is the near defensive end. You've got McCoy is the nose tackle. Pass over the top is incomplete. Intended on the play for Tyrone Curry. Curry had a step on Josh Nolmeyer. Pass was delivered long, though. And that'll bring up second down and 15. So Nolmeyer on the coverage. And that'll bring up second down and 15. Dort College swapping defensive linemen. Jonathan Gardner on the field now. Micah Applegate lining up at the nose will be McCoy. Outside linebacker is number 29 for the Dort College defenders. That is Aaron Flone with a football on the right side. That's Dosey. Dosey gains back 10 yards on that play. It'll be third down and 5. He picks up 10 to the right side, angling towards the sideline. Play finally got stretched out. And he's tackled at the 45. 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And I was too generous on the spot. They're going to mark him down at the 44-yard line. So third down and 6. Need to make it to midfield for a first down for the Tigers. So Doan College up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to go with shotgun. Dosey in the backfield along with Hamburger. Hamburger, inside handoff to Dosey. No, he's going to keep it himself. Rolls left. He's going to tuck it away. And he gets the first down plus a yard. 70-yard gain on the play. He needed 6 for the first down. Sam Ashmore comes up to make the tackle. But the Dort College defenders unable to come up with a stop. And that'll result in a first down for the Tigers in Dort College territory at the 48-yard line. 4:18 remaining in this third period. Doan College has scored on their first two possessions of the second half. First down and 10 for the Tigers. Hamburger, who started the ball game, on in relief now of Weander. Hands it off to, I believe that's Clayton Moore back into the game. Double check that. No, it's Dosey. Dosey gains 5 on the play. It's second down and 5. Second down and 5 yards to go. Jonathan Gardner in on another tackle for the defenders. So second down and 5. Coming up immediately following the conclusion of this football game, we will be jumping almost immediately to the DeWitt Gymnasium for this afternoon's women's basketball game between Dort College and Valley City State, followed by the men's contest. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. With it is Hamburger, and Hamburger is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. That's Sam Ashmore with the tackle. That's a 1-yard loss on the play. And that'll bring up third down. So Sam Ashmore able to make the stop behind the line of scrimmage. Ashmore junior from Arlington, Texas, makes the stop. It's third down and long. Flown back on the field for the defenders. Third down and long. He's going to line up opposite the tight end on the left side. Anthony Hallam is the cornerback to the near side. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Fake the handoff, keeping it as Hamburger. Hamburger has the first down plus a couple of yards. He's finally tackled at the 34-yard line. Noel Meyer on the tackle. Also, John Leachins, the safety, coming up to make the stop. But Doan picks up another first down, and they move the chains. So Dort College's defense unable to get off of the field. And the Doan College Tigers starting to grind on the defenders. With Hamburger on the field, they are more of an option team. When they've got Weander on the field, more of a passing team. They've been able to grind this drive out. Doan College leading 31-6. 2 minutes left to play in the third period. They pitch it right side. Coming up with it is Josh Boggs. Boggs around the right end. He's to the 25-20 and brought down at the 20-yard line by Josh Nolmeyer. That's enough for a first down. Gain of 14 on the play. Doan has it first down and 10 at the 20-yard line. So Doan College in control. And they will come up, set themselves at the line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line. It's first down and 10 for the Tigers at the 20. Tight end set to the right, two receivers left. Hand off to Dosey. Dosey, the ball carrier, and Dosey is brought down at the 15-yard line. So a 5-yard gain on the play for Dosey. Second down and 5. Dort College, Ray Cleveland, the safety, coming up on run support. We've got a new nose tackle in for the defenders. I believe that is Waldecker. Josh Waldecker lining up opposite the center in Dort College's 3-4 set. Inside handoff to Dosey. Dosey to the 10-yard line, down to the 9, and that's a first down for the Tigers. Benoit Harris and Sam Ashmore on the tackle. Sedone with a first down. Now first down and goal to go inside the 10 as the clock stops with 56 seconds left to play in the third period. Doan College, first down and goal to go inside the 9. I beg your pardon, right at the 9, just inside the 10. Got a tight end to the left. Hand off to Dosey. Dosey up the middle. And Dosey tackled on the play by Jordan Birdsong. So Birdsong on the stop. Also Seth Vandervoort coming up to make the tackle. 3-yard gain on the play for Dosey. And Doan College does not have to run another play in this quarter. Looks like they will let the clock wind down. 18 seconds remaining, and Hamburger will go to the sideline, talk things over with his coaching staff. Doan College, first down and goal to go at the 7 when we resume play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 31-6. Doan leads at the end of 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Also on a web stream at video web stream at www.dort.edu/athletics. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Through three quarters, Doan has outgained Dort College 399-148. Time of possession, Doan 24-31, Dort College 20-29. Trey Pickney, 75 yards on the ground for the defenders. Doan College threatening here as the third quarter begins. Hamburger is under center. He's got an eye formation. Hands it off to Dosey. Dosey ducks and dives towards the goal line. And he is stopped just shy of the goal line by less than a yard. Doan College putting their arms up in celebration. They thought he got into the end zone. Instead, it'll be third down and goal to go inside the 1 yard line. So a pickup of 6 on the play. Dosey already with 45 yards on the afternoon. Clayton Moore has 74 yards for the Doan College Tigers. So Dort College will send the goal line defense onto the field. Looks like they will line up with five down linemen. Doan College with it, hand off to the fullback, and straight up the middle for the touchdown is John Tatum. Tatum with a one-yard touchdown plunge, and Doan College leads it 37-6, pending the point after. So Doan College scored at the 12:59 mark of the third quarter to make it 24-6. They score at the 7:42 mark to make it 31-6, and now tack on another score with 14:13 left to go in the game. And the point after on the way for Phil Thramer. So Thramer with the kick, and the point after is up and through, and Doan College leads it 38-6. 38-6 our score, Doan in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Doan College with the kickoff, angled towards the sideline. Ray Cleveland will take it at his own 10-yard line to the 20, to the 25, and he is brought down at the 25-yard line, and that is where Dort College will start their drive. Dort College trailing 38-6. So Doan College, their third touchdown of the second half, coming on a 1-yard touchdown run by John Tatum. For Tatum, he has, well, his first touchdown of the day. Not among the team leaders after three quarters. Pass over the middle, completed to Pickney. Pickney to midfield, and he is brought down at the 43-yard line. Doan College's new player in, that's Tanner's Lab, and as Lab makes a touchdown-saving tackle at the 43-yard line, otherwise Pickney is into the end zone. 32-yard gain on the play for the defenders into Doan College territory at the 43-yard line. Lusinger under center. Owen Rinalda snaps it back to him. Back to pass is Lusinger. Lusinger into coverage and threads the needle. Pass is completed to Grease. So David Grease makes the grab. For David Grease, that is his first catch today. He's got 17 for the season, averaging 14.1 yards per grab. That's a 9-yard pickup inside the Doan 35. Football at the 34-yard line. 13:20 remaining in this football game. Dort College trailing it 38-6. Back to pass is Lusinger. Lusinger throws it up for grabs, and it's picked off at the 5-yard line. Pass was underthrown, intended for Rockland Mount, intended for Samber Hulst. And that pass by Lusinger underthrown, and it's picked off by Doan College, and they'll have it at their own 5-yard line. First down and 10 with 13:11 left to go in the game. That one had a lot of air under it, and the Doan College Tigers able to run under it and make the grab. Closest man there was Verhulst. So Doan College with the football, passes over the middle, incomplete. Benoit Harris very nearly picks that pass off. Looks like we have a new quarterback in for the Tigers. This will be number 10, Eric. I've got to double check that number. Either these numbers are difficult to read or my eyes are not as good as they were at one time. Certainly looks like number 10 at quarterback, but that does not align with my roster that has Aaron Schnacker listed as number 10. 13:08 remaining. We've got movement along the line of scrimmage, and Seth Vandenborts into the backfield. And the Doan College Tigers are going to be called for the penalty. No, they say the Dort College defenders broke the plane, so made contact with a defensive player, so the play is whistled dead. Stops the clock for the moment, 13:08 remaining. 13 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. Doan in front, Inside handoff, and the North College defenders make the tackle after a four-yard gain on the play. Vandevort in on the stop. That carry by Doan College's Tyler Davis. Davis with the carry. It's third down and one. Doan has scored 38 unanswered since North College scored at the 8:30 mark of this football game. I think I'm finally able to make out that number. It's number 19 rather than number 10. Rando, the quarterback for Doan. Handoff, misdirection, and it's Tyler Davis. Davis, enough for a first down, a three-yard pickup on the play. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 16-yard line. Another tackle for Sam Ashmore. He's going to have a bunch of them by the time today is over. New player in for the defenders on the right end of the line. That's Dwight Green. Green, right defensive end. Micah Applegate's left defensive end. Rando is the quarterback for Doan, and nothing there. Three defensive players for the defenders. Dwight Green there, Micah Applegate there, and McDaniel up the middle. All three defensive linemen, McCoy there on the tackle. McCoy and McDaniel always had trouble differentiating those two last names. McCoy is the defensive tackle. McDaniel, the defensive back. McDaniel also on the field right now. He's going to line up opposite the slot receiver. Back to pass. Doan College is screened to the left side. He's got some room to run, and he might be off to the races. East to midfield, that's Kai Perea. Perea to the 30, to the 20, and he's going to go the distance. A 75-yard screen pass to Perea, and Perea races the rest of the way untouched for the touchdown, and Doan now leads it 44-6. 44-6, our score. Point after attempt coming here for the Tigers. On to attempt the point after will be Phil Thramer. Thramer entered today. 11 of 13 on point afters. He is 5 for 5 thus far on point after attempts. And this one is up and through the uprights. Now 6 for 6 this afternoon. And for the season, he is 17 of 19. And the Doan College Tigers have stretched it out to a 45-6 advantage. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park right after this. Doan College leading 45-6 in a game that the complexion of it changed dramatically. Dort College was ahead 6-3. We're in Doan College territory. An interception was thrown near the goal line off a deflection. Actually, it was in the end zone when Doan College secured the interception. And the Doan College Tigers brought it out, eventually scored, and from then on, it's been on all Doan. Thramer is on to kick, and we have a delay of game. Delay of game penalty. Flag is thrown. And they will wave off the flag. Looked like one of the players for Doan College taking care of an equipment problem. Justin Rorich. And Phil Thramer will now kick off. Back to receive. Ray Cleveland and Trey Pickney. This one's to Cleveland at the 8-yard line. To the 10, to the 20. And Cleveland is brought down just past the 20-yard line at the 22. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 22-yard line. Well, Doan College entered as the number 24 team of the country. This is the last home football game for the defenders this season. They close the year on the road next week in Orange City facing Northwestern. Luzinger, the quarterback. Leonard Manuel, the fullback. Luzinger back to pass. Pass over the middle is intercepted. Pass intercepted by the Doan Tigers. That's Cam Lenhart. Lenhart makes the interception at the 37-yard line, falls to the ground after he makes the catch. And the Doane College Tigers have the football back. So Doane College gets it back on the interception over the middle with 10:55 left to go in the game. So Doane College at the Dort College 33-yard line. Shotgun for Reed Rando. Rando hands it off. That's Kai Perea. Perea tackled in the backfield. Loss of a couple on the play. It's second down and 12. Second down and 12 on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Hand off to Perea. Perea at the 35-yard line, and he's brought down. No gain on the play. Tackled by the defenders, Chris McCoy. McCoy tracking the play down. So no gain on the play for Perea. Under 10 minutes left to go in the game. Football is at the Dort College 35-yard line. It's third down and long for the Tigers. 45-6. Doane leading. And the Doane College Tigers. Back to pass. And the pass is batted down. Incomplete. Batted down at the line of scrimmage. I believe that was McCoy that got a hand on it, knocked it down. It was either he or Teal. And that'll bring a fourth down with the clock stopped at the 9:38 mark of the football game. So Dort College will get the football back. Trey Pickney back to receive at his own 10-yard line. Well, this is going to be a long field goal attempt, rather. This will be a 53-yard field goal attempt for the Tigers and Thramer. Thramer has a long so far this season of 46. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is going to be well short. Taken by Pickney at the goal line. Pickney to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Gets a block, and he is slips and falls at the 22-yard line, and that is where Dort College will take over. First down and 10. On the long field goal attempt that came up well short, made it to the goal line, and that is where Pickney was able to field the ball, and the Dort College offense back onto the field. 9:26 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Josh Van Kampen is the fullback for the defenders. They hand it off to Van Kampen, and Van Kampen fumbles the football. It's picked up, and Doan is racing the other way, and back-to-back turnovers by the defenders. One interception results in a... one interception resulted in a missed field goal attempt. Now they're going to say Van Kampen was down on the play at the 22, fortunately for the Dort College defenders. Doane College scooped it up and raced the other way with it. And it looked for a moment like Doane College was going to get a touchdown. Fumble return by Weston Gustafson. Now they will say Gustafson did recover the fumble. Van Kampen was not down, but Gustafson was down when we recovered it. And Doane College will send the offensive unit back onto the field. 9:17 remaining in this football game. So Doane College up to the line of scrimmage. With the football, Reed Rando will line up in shotgun. Rando hands it off to Perea. Perea, a gain of three on the play. Well, he's going to be down at the 22. I thought he made it to the 20, but down at the 22-yard line. Second down and nine. So second down and nine. Doane College leading 45-6. Shotgun formation. And brought down, no gain on the play. And that's going to bring up third down and 12. So loss of three on the play. Dwight Green makes that tackle.
Third down.
It's been all down since the first quarter. Dort College at 1 point did hold a 6-0 lead. Doan College taking their time at the line of scrimmage, 8:14 remaining in the football game. Doan leads it 45-6. Fake the handoff, rolling left is Rando. Rando's pass is incomplete. Nearly picked off by the defenders. John Leechens. Leechens knocks it down. And another field goal try on the way for the Tigers. So Doan College and Philip Thramer will attempt now a 42-yard field goal attempt. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. So a 42-yard field goal attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick this time has enough distance, and it's good. Doan leads it 48-6, 7:54 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Kickoff coming with Doan just scoring their second field goal of the day, leading now 48-6. Pickney takes it up the left sideline. He's to the 25, to the 29, and brought down. And a flag comes in late. My goodness, we have had just a ton of penalties tonight, or today. Flag thrown at the 25-yard line. And my guess is this one's coming back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So the flag on the play. That's thrown at the 25. They'll mark it at the 30 for the time being. So a block in the back. This one's coming back from the 24-yard line. With 7:48 left to go in regulation, Doan leads it 48-6. So Doan, with this one well in hand, Lusinger under center. Dort College's last two plays have resulted in turnovers. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney with a football, and Pickney is brought down at the line of scrimmage. That play got stretched out towards the sideline. Second down and 10 on the way. No gain on the play for Pickney. So Dort College trailing in this one. Second down and 10. 7:20 left to play. Lusinger with Leonard Manuel behind him. Greases to the right side. They fake the pitch. Lusinger now pump fakes, and pass falls incomplete as he was knocked down as he tried to pass. Applying the pressure was DJ Bamsberger, and that'll bring up third down, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. Third down and 9. Dort College taking their time on the incomplete after the incomplete pass. They've got 10 seconds on the play clock. Lining up to the near side, that's Sam Verhulst. He's the wide out to the near side of the field. Lusinger back to pass. Pass floated in the air and nearly intercepted. Closest man there for Doan College was defensive back on the far side, the cornerback. And they'll bring up fourth down, and Bonestro will punt. Well, this one's gotten away from the defenders. Haven't had many like this season. One at Concordia. Is that the third or fourth week of the season? It was a disappointing performance, but this one, the last three quarters have been all Doan. Flags on the play. Short punt. And the ball hits a Dort College player. And it's recovered by Doan, but we've got four handkerchiefs on the floor, on the field, I should say. Flag was thrown. Well, we've actually got five. We had three of them back at the 40-yard line. And another two came out on the coverage on the when the punt hit the Dort College defender making his way down the field. That was Jordan Birdsong, who had bounced off of a shoulder pad. He on the short punt. Here's the call from our referee as they sort things out. The confab continuing at midfield. And coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have basketball, a doubleheader from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Still waiting on the indication from the official. Sort this one out. And it appears we will have Dort College punting again. So Doan College had an illegal substitution. And we also had a interference on the defenders. And so what that results in is offsetting penalties. And Dort College will punt again. Let's see if Bonestro can get one away from his own 18-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage is. Snap is back to Bonestro. Bonestro gets away a better kick this time. This will be taken at the 35-yard line of the Doan Tigers. Sidestepping a cover man was Doan College's number 22, Alex Dosey. And the Doan College Tigers have it. First down and 10 in Dort College territory at the 45-yard line. 6:38 left to play in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan College up to the line of scrimmage. I formation for the Tigers. They hand off to the fullback. With it is John Tatum. Tatum brought down inside the 40-yard line, down at 38. And Dwight Green shaken up on the play. Taylor Teal will come off of the sideline, and he will check into the contest. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Tigers. In Dort College territory, down to the 39-yard line. 6 minutes left to go in the contest. Doan leads it 48-6. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Flags come out, and it has been that kind of afternoon. Free play for the Tigers, and they've got more than enough for a first down. I would imagine they'll decline the penalty, but we also have a flag thrown at the 34-yard line of the Dort College defender. So two flags on the play, one at the line of scrimmage and another one about 5 yards upfield. And again, this will require the officials to sort things out. Clock stops on the penalties with 5:57 remaining. So encroachment, the penalty on the defenders. And it will be first down and 10 for the Tigers inside the Dort College 30 at the 29. 5:52 left to go in the game. Inside handoff to Tatum. Tatum ridden down at the 20-yard line. He gains 9 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 1. Second and 1 coming for the Tigers. In Dort College territory. Clock continuing to run as Doan College doesn't pick up the first down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Doan with the football. They turn, hand, give to Perea. Perea at the 15-yard line down to the 13. And that's a first down. Gain of 7 on the play. On the handoff from Rando to Perea. John Crone on the tackle for the defenders. .450 and counting in this football game. First down and 10 for the Tigers at the 14-yard line. John Tatum is the fullback. Rando is under center. They hand off to the fullback, Tatum, and Tatum is upended at the 5-yard line. Short of the first down by less than a yard, it appears. It'll bring up second down as the clock continues to run with 4:20 remaining in the game. Coming off of the field for the Dort College defenders, don't know if he was shaken up, that's Ryan Lapadula. Lapadula, backup linebacker, checks out of the football game. Rando is under center as the clock winds under 4 minutes. Rando turns, hands, gives to the fullback. Second effort, and that's enough for a first down. But John Tatum stops short of the goal line. And it'll be first down and goal to go with less than a yard inside the 1 yard line. So first down and goal to go. Doan College taking their time. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan threatening to go over 50 points this afternoon. They turn, they hand off to the fullback Tatum, and Dort College can't stop the fullback dive. And the Doan College Tigers now have extended the lead out to 54-6, pending the point after attempt. So with 3:21 left to go in the game, Doan has taken a 54-6 lead. Doan College has scored 54 points in a row. Dort College led 6-3 at the end of the first quarter. Since then, it has been all Doan. Snap is down for Thramer. The kick is up, and the kick splits the uprights. Doan College leads it down 55-6. Kickoff coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing this one 54-6. And the Doan College Tigers kick off, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 54-6 score. With 3:14 left to go in the contest, it's been all Doan since the first quarter came to a close. And Dort College sends Caleb Luzinger onto the field. They hand off to Van Kempen. Van Kempen with a carry. And Van Kempen gains 5 yards up the middle. It's second down and 5. Well, pretty quickly after this one is over, we'll be sending it over to the DeWitt Gymnasium where Sam Ekstrom stands by for the call of the women's contest this afternoon between Dort College and Valley City State. Eventually, yours truly will make his way over to the DeWitt as well. An option keeper for Luzinger, and Luzinger is hit hard at the 29-yard line. Luzinger picks himself up slowly after a short gain on the play. He paid for that one, though. It's third down and 2. Third down and 2 yards to go. Just a warning for those of you watching the webcast this afternoon, it's going to be a fast wrap up there as we need to get some equipment over to the DeWitt Gymnasium for the basketball game webcast. So don't expect the statistics and such on the webcast as you normally would. Josh Van Kempen, the carry straight ahead. It's going to be close to a first down. They want to stop the clock, and it appears they will give a first down on the play. First down for the defenders with 2:01 left. They'll reset the chains. We will wrap things up as best we can for our KDCR broadcast before sending it over to Sam Ekstrom at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger stops, plants, throws it up for grabs, and it's incomplete. Intended over the middle for Dort College's Jeremiah Johnson. Johnson, sophomore from Lawrence, Kansas, making his first appearance this afternoon. Clock stops with 1:43 remaining. It's second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. Luzinger is under center. Dort College has been camping at fullback. Back to pass is Luzinger. Luzinger looking. And his pass out in the flat is incomplete, intended on the play for Michael Sisson. Pass falls incomplete. It's third down and 10. 55-6 our score, Dort College, trailing Doan in football play with 1:35 remaining. And Luzinger facing third down and 10. Faking the handoff, Luzinger drops back to pass. He's under pressure and he's going to go down. 1:28 left to go in the game. Fourth down coming. And it appears Dort College will punt. Luzinger throwing for a 4-yard loss on the play. This will take the clock under a minute left to go. Heath Bonestrom is on to punt. So 22 on the play clock. 1 minute left to go on the game clock. The Doan College Tigers will get it back one time, and my guess would be they will kneel down after they get possession of this football game. They call for the fair catch at midfield. A fair catch for number 82, Corey Kalkwarf. So Kalkwarf makes the grab, and now Doan will send the offensive unit onto the field for the formality of a couple of snaps. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. So Doan College will go to victory formation. They snap it once. They take a knee. And they'll reset, and they'll have to snap it one more time. 55-6 will be our final score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One more snap for the Tigers, and that's going to do it. 55-6 the final. The Dort College defenders will surrender 55 unanswered as this afternoon's football game comes to a close. For our webcast viewers, so long. For our KDCR listeners, we'll take a break and be back with a look at the final numbers right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Doan College Tigers show why they are the number 24 rated team in the country with a convincing 55-6 win over the Dort College defenders in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. For Dort College, it's the conclusion of the regular season next week as they face off with the Northwestern Red Raiders in Orange City. That is a game you'll be able to hear on KDCR 88.5 FM next Saturday afternoon. The Dort College defenders fall by the final of 55-6. Dort College started the scoring with a Trey Pickney 14-yard touchdown run with 8:30 left to go in the first quarter. That capped a 7-play, 53-yard drive, but after that it was Doan College reeling off 55 points in a row. It was 24-6 at the end of the first half. It was 31-6 at the end of the third quarter. And Doan rolls to the 55-6 win. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break. We'll see if we have any numbers to pass along to you. Otherwise, we'll be signing off and sending it to the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take one more break, and we'll be getting over to the DeWitt shortly. You're listening to the Wireless World Wrap-Up Show. The Dort College Defenders lose by a final score of 55-6 to the Doan College Tigers, and doesn't look like we will have the numbers to pass along to you this afternoon, so we are going to call it a day from the Open Space Park and get set to send things over to the DeWitt Gymnasium, where Sam Ekstrom is standing by and probably less than 10 minutes away from tip-off of this afternoon's women's basketball game, Dort College versus Valley City State. That'll be followed by the men's contest. Coming up next Saturday, Dort College football as the Defenders face Northwestern in Orange City. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. That will be our next football broadcast. That's going to do it for our broadcast from Open Space Park for KDCR Sports. Until later this afternoon, I'm Mike Biker. Let's send it over now to the DeWitt Gymnasium, where Sam Ekstrom stands by. Sam?